That's, my question would be, what next?
What next? That's great. That's good. Yeah, is there anything that's holding you back from just, like, turning from those things that you want to do and you know are wrong and turning to God who wants to receive you and give you a gift of forgiveness?
I think you kind of explained it. It's,
yeah, is there anything holding you back?
Stuff I want to do,
mm-hmm.
but I know I shouldn't, and that's kind of hard to break from that.
It is. It is. And even, you know, I've been a believer in the Lord for as long as I can remember, and still there's times where it's like I am grasping on to that thing that I know is evil in God's sight, but yet if you ask me, do I want to do that? It's like, no, that's sinful. I know. But if I'm honest with myself, yes, I really want to. So there's this battle going on, and a daily, it's like a letting go daily and saying, God, please forgive me and give me the heart that desires what you want. Is that, do you want the desires of God's heart? Or would you rather stay with those things you know are wrong?
I don't want to stay with those things that are wrong.
All right, well, good. It sounds like maybe you're ready to say, God, I'm sorry about that, and I don't want that in my life. You ready to do that?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, so, yeah, if I don't want you to parrot a prayer, but say, you know, tell God, you don't have to be specific in anything, but tell God you're sorry for the ways that you have hurt him through the things that you've clung to. And, you know, when we've sinned, that was what caused Jesus' beating because of the things we've done. And so tell God you're sorry for that and ask him for a new heart with new desires. Ask that he'll forgive you because of what Jesus has done. And this is not about a decision you make or how sincere you are. This is based upon Christ's completed work on the cross, which will never change. It was history. It is history. It happened 2,000 years ago. So if you ever loiter or go, well, I wonder if I was really sincere when I said this, it's about what Christ did, which is perfect, not about how sincere you are. And obviously, as we go through life, there's a difference between falling into sin and also grasping on the sin. And so when we're grasping on the sin, it's like, God, please, you know, change me. I don't want to be a part of that anymore. This is not like it's going to be a magical cure where you're never going to sin again. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to right now, if you'd like to pray out loud, you're welcome to, or if you'd rather do it silently, that's okay too. But tell God you're sorry and ask for forgiveness because of what Jesus has done, and ask him for a new heart that has new desires that please him. So we can do that now if you like.
I think I'd rather do it silently.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, yeah, would you like to do that now while I'm waiting?
I think I'll think about it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I encourage you before you go to sleep tonight to get down on your knees, literally be on your knees and ask God. And you think he'll forgive you?
No, it sure sounds like it.
Every time, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Do you have a Bible at home?
Yeah, it's collecting dust.
Is it? Well, I've got a Bible here that it's the New Testament, and it has the Old Testament prophecies to the Messiah's coming, and then shows cross-references the New Testament, how Jesus has then fulfilled those prophecies. So I'd like you to have that and a couple more gospel tracts. And is there any way you can pray for you?
Sure.
Okay. Anything specific?
I guess just to get me through this right now.
All right. That certainly will.
Kind of caught me by surprise.
Okay. Awesome. I know. And didn't mean to put you on the spot at all, but wanted to, you know, help you understand these things. We can pray right now if you like.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pray for you later. Well, thank you very much. It's such a nice, it was a pleasure
thank
meeting you.
You.
Yeah. I believe that God brought us together here tonight.
Mm-hmm.